From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. The United States welcomes the release of 10 sailors. The release came Wednesday, a day after two boats and their crews entered Iranian waters and were detained. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry said resolution of the incident was a success for diplomacy.
This kind of issue was able to be peacefully resolved and efficiently resolved, and that is a testament to the critical role that diplomacy plays in keeping our country safe, secure, and strong.
American authorities are still unsure of the circumstances surrounding the crew's detention. Security forces have been arresting dozens of people across Turkey following Tuesday's suicide attack on tourists in Istanbul that is being blamed on IS militants. Dorian Jones reports.
Turkish Interior Minister Efkan Ala says a crackdown on Islamic State is achieving results in the investigation into Tuesday's suicide bombing in Istanbul. He says as a result of the investigations and inquiries after the bombing, one person has been taken into custody. Turkish police also arrested three Russian nationals in the Mediterranean city of Antalya. According to local reports, the arrests were part of a simultaneous raid in the Turkish Aegean city of Izmir, in which six other people were detained. Authorities say documents linked to IS were found along with firearms. Dorian Jones, Istanbul.
A suicide bomber killed 12 people in northern Cameroon on Wednesday. Officials say the early morning attack occurred at a mosque in Kuyape, a village near the border with Nigeria. There has been no official claim of responsibility. This is VOA News. Defense